West Jordan Republican Representative Ken Ivory wants to improve and expand telemedicine services in Utah. Telemedicine refers to doctor's visits done via video conference or through other online technologies, and has been heralded as a way for rural communities to access quality health care. But in addition to updating physician reimbursement models, Ivory's House Bill 154 includes four lines of text that would prohibit the prescription through telemedicine of abortion-inducing medications. That restriction drew questions from the two Democrats on the committee. Mill Creek Representative Patrice Arendt pushed to eliminate the lines pertaining to abortion and said the House Public Utilities, Energy, and Technology Committee wasn't the right venue for a discussion of women's health.
I actually question why this bill is in this committee. It's a health bill. Yes, it involves telehealth, but under that analysis, all of the health care bills could be over here because we would be talking about technology in all of them. All the hospitals I know have computers, for example.
In a back-and-forth exchange over the measure, Mill Creek Democratic Representative Lynn Hemingway and Representative Ivory clashed over the four lines of text in question.
Abortion's not against the law.
It's not, and yet we have a number of conditions and restrictions for safety and health, which is the jurisdiction of the state. And so an abortion being something that terminates a life, that to do that simply without ever seeing the patient, without ever having contact with the patient, as a matter of state policy, we're putting in code that we don't believe that's appropriate.
Do you think that that's fair to the patient who can't get here?
Yeah, I think there's plenty of opportunities. If you have to have an abortion, you have to see a doctor, right?
Critics of Ivory's measure, including Marina Lowe of the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah, said the telemedicine abortion ban would impact women's constitutional right to safe and legal abortions.
For states with rural populations such as Utah, a telemedicine ban such as is included in HB 154 will disproportionately impact rural women who will be forced to travel longer distances for care and may potentially push them to seek abortions at later stages of pregnancy.
In the end, despite the opposition from Democrats, the bill passed the committee on a 9-2 vote. It now advances to the House floor. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Emily Means.